Hello, this is William Funkhauser, president and founder of True Devotion Ministries, and welcome to our Verse of the Day audio version. Okay, our Verse of the Day for 2023-04-17 is Ephesians 4:17. So I say this and affirm in the Lord that you are to no longer walk just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind. The letter to the Ephesians was written by Paul to the saints who resided in Ephesus. Quote, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:1-2. We see in chapters 1 through 3, he writes to them regarding the spiritual blessings that come to those who accept Christ. Quote, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessed spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. He continually gives thanks to God for their faith as he prays for them. He encourages them, saying they have received grace from God through Christ. Quote, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. And then in chapter 3, he tells them that he prays for them, that they will become and remain strong in the faith. Quote, For this reason, I bend my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:14-19. He encourages them to be in unity with all the saints. Quote, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-3. Now, because of this, Paul tells them, as we see in our focus verse, to no longer live in a worldly way as the non-believers in Ephesus lived, but rather in the new life provided to them by Christ when they were saved. Quote, So I say this and affirm in the Lord that you are to no longer walk just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their minds. Ephesians 4:17. Now, as I proceed, I will be speaking not only of the unsaved Ephesians whom Paul was referring to, but also the unsaved today. There are several specific areas Paul focuses on which we need to be on the watch for in our lives as well. First is that the unbelievers had hardened their hearts to the truth, quote, being darkened in their understanding, excluding from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. Ephesians 4:18. Many people then, and today as well, are hardening their hearts against the truth because it goes against what they desire. He is stressing there deliberate choices to reject God, and his ways not necessarily accidental. In a sense, sin has caused them to lose their mind. Their thinking process has been tainted by the dark forces of evil, called, quote, the powerful powers of this dark world, unquote. Now, quote, and you were dead in your offenses and sins in which you previously walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2. In essence, they separated themselves from the life of God. And this is dangerous ignorance, for it is the result not of a lack of knowledge, but a deliberate denial of the knowledge God has made available to them. Paul puts it this way in his letter to the Romans, quote, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived, being understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:19 through 20. God has made clear his eternal power and divine nature, but because of their darkened understanding, depraved humanity has rejected that knowledge and chosen ignorance. Although the world was created by Christ, the world refused to know him. As John put it, quote, he was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. John 1:10. Thus they, as the theologian Grant Osborne put it, quote, lost all sensitivity, unquote. Grant then explains what he meant. Quote, ignorance leads to hardness, which in turn leads to callousness, the inability to feel pain. Here it refers to their inability to feel shame or guilt in the presence of abiding evil, unquote. And this becomes even more prevalent when friends and family push you to join them in these wrong activities. Quote, in all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same excesses of debauchery, and they slander you, but they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. 1 Peter 4:4-5. In essence, they have become greedy, never satisfied with what they have and do. In Colossians we read, quote, therefore treat the parts of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. Colossians 3:5. We who are Christians, followers of Christ, need to take heed of what our focus verse is saying. Quote, so this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walked in the futility of their mind. Ephesians 4:17 again. Paul states farther down, quote, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Ephesians 4:21-25. It is essential that we put aside our old nature, ignore its desires, and put on our new self, which is given to us and which is pleasing to God. The cure for a life of sin and excess is to reject the old lies the world told us and to embrace the eternal truth of Christ. This is what we have learned about Him. Since we have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, we should live accordingly. To live in any other way is against what Christ requires. I hope you enjoyed our verse of the day and were blessed by God's Word. Visit us online at www.truedevotionmen.org to learn about what we are doing and to find additional resources to help you grow in the knowledge of the Scriptures and become stronger in your Christian walk.